Are you guys ready, finally, to hear the secrets that we've been tweeting about, that we've been talking about, Facebooking about? Sarah's secret is finally here, you guys. Sarah Winchester from Real Housewives of Orange County is doing her thing on Easy Way Broadcasting. And without further ado, you're about to hear the secrets from Sarah's secrets. Here she is, Sarah Winchester.
Aw, thank you. Too sweet. This is Sarah Winchester from Sarah's Secret Show, and I just wanted to thank you all first and foremost for listening, and also to our celebrity guests, because we do have a few that are hot, 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 and I'm excited to get talking to them today. Also, I want to introduce to you my co-host, Magic Mike, and he's here with me in the studio with his little Mickey Mouse ears on.
Thank you, thank you. I figured I had to put my Mickey Mouse ears on today just because it's a special occasion. I'm actually in studio with an Orange County housewife. I'm sure there's lots of drama there that eventually
friend.
I'll be able to get out of her.
A friend, not a housewife. Get it right.
So definitely I'm excited to be doing this with Sarah. We've known each other for years. I've seen her growth in the industry, and I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you. Your ears look great on you, by the way.
Thank you. They're red, and they sparkle. So that's just a little bit about my personality, and, you know, me and Sarah mesh well together. So obviously this is going to be a great little duo, and we hope to obviously make every listener have the ability to call in. We can have call-in guests. We have so many things on the plate that everybody's going to love. So first off, I'm a RuPaul's Drag Race fan, and I know a lot of other people out there are. They have hundreds of thousands of followers. So we are bringing on the show Shangela, which is, I guess, her alter ego, which I'm going to ask her. His name is DJ Pierce. So let's welcome DJ to the show.
Yay, nice.
All right, hallelujah, guys. How are you?
Good, good. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you're on the show with us. I kind of asked Sarah, I said, please let me take the rein on this because I am the hugest diehard fan of Shangela. You already know that, girl.
We love you.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you guys so much for having me here today. I'm loving those Mickey Mouse ears, Mike.
You know what? I must say, you know what? You look gorgeous as a female, but, okay, coming in as a male today, you're hot. Oh, my God.
Stop now. It's, you know what? Maybe if I had those Magic Mike Mickey Mouse ears, I'd probably be even hotter.
Do you want to borrow them? I think you might look even hotter with them on.
Yeah, I'll let you go home. I'll let you go home with a set, girl, for a low price of $399.42.
Okay, come on with the pricing. And speaking of really hot, look at Sarah. Gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
No one's as gorgeous as you, though, Shangela. I mean, oh, my gosh. I think I'm in love. What makeup do you use, by the way? I'm dying to know.
Anything that's free. But really, actually from the show, we got a lot of sponsored makeup. Nick, for one, and you know I've been on a couple seasons. So during the second season, NYX was a sponsor. So I had a lot, I mean like tons and tons after leaving the show, tons of NYX makeup. And then Krylon was a sponsor for season 3, so tons and tons of Krylon makeup. But I love using colors from MAC. I mean, I mix and mingle. I use Dermablend as a foundation because it gives me the best coverage. And I just love playing with makeup. And, of course, I've had such a growth from the first time I stepped foot on, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race and only doing drag for 5 months to now. And even still, I'm learning more as we go on.
Yeah. Well, I'm not being biased, but Gretchen Rossi from Orange County Housewives, not being biased because she's my friend, but she does have a phenomenal makeup line you might want to try. Look great on you.
Ooh, I'm going to have to check that one out. Tell her to call me.
Anyway, look great on you.
So I have a question. You were the only contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race to actually be on 2 seasons. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, and actually briefly on the 4th season as well. So that would bring my total up to 3.
Three.
Right. Oh. So how did you get the ability to get on a 2nd season? Who came to you with that? Was it Ru directly, or was it Ru's people, quote-unquote? How did that happen?
You know what? I was – there are some who are unfamiliar with the show. I went on the 2nd season of RuPaul's Drag Race after doing drag for only 5 months, and I was the first person eliminated from the show. But that entire year, I worked really hard. I competed in Miss California, Miss California Entertainer of the Year that was held at the House of Blues here in Los Angeles. I won that and then went on to compete at National Entertainer of the Year and won first runner-up to that. So the show recognized that I worked really hard and just really got better. And so I put in an audition tape that people can see on funnyordie.com. But the surprising thing is the day that I submitted the audition, they actually called me and said, hey, we have an idea, the producers. We recognize that you've been, you know, working hard and getting better, and we'd love to have you back on the show, but we want to keep it as a surprise. And I said, oh, my God, you see my audition tape. Thank you. And they're like, what audition tape? So it just worked out perfectly. It really, really did.
Are so hot. That's why. Oh, my God.
Sarah's just obsessed with your hotness
obsessed
right
with
now.
It. I'm obsessed with it. Because you know what? I know you as Shangela, and to see you as, you know, you're in Maleview. I mean, you're gorgeous. Oh, my God.
Now you're just way too kind. It must be because I have this nice Caribbean tan going on because I just came back from what we call the drag race at Sea Cruise. And basically that was all the queens, well, most of them from all four seasons of Drag Race. We went on a cruise to the Caribbean with 1,300 of our fans. And it was amazing with Carnival Cruises.
So
now, like a more detailed question on that, who had to pay for that trip? Did actually, like, Lobo pay for the drag queens?
Well, that wasn't a Lobo-sponsored event. It was actually sponsored by Al and Chuck.Travel. And so they're the travel agency that we had worked with. So we didn't have to pay for the trip. We were lucky. But we did get to spend a lot of great time on the boat with our fans. We performed. Of course, we sold merchandise, honey. We partied in St. Thomas and all
that. Okay, how come we weren't on that trip?
how come
we weren't invited?
You got to get on the next one, girl. You got to get on the next one.
You know I'll be there, Shangela, right next to you.
I want to run down a few things that I think are just super impressive for you. From what I know, you haven't been in the business that long, but the minute that you've been in the business, you've blown up. I just actually listened to an interview on XM Radio, Out Q News, with Willem the other day, and I'm sure you guys are friends, but I thought it was hilarious how Willem was like, I am strictly hating right now on Shangela for getting the principal role on Glee next to Sarah Jessica Parker. How did that happen?
Well, you know what? I was very fortunate. For the Glee role, they were looking for someone, you know, because it's a huge dance number, so they wanted you to have a little bit of a dance background, as well as be, you know, Sydney drag queen. I was very happy to audition for the role and then to be called in for it. And it all happened really fast. It was like they were reviewing me on a Monday, and then I got a call to go to a rehearsal on Tuesday, and then we filmed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I was back on a plane to Montreal because I was performing there. We taped in August, and I was doing, like, Montreal Pride at the time in Canada. So it all, I didn't even have a chance to really process it. When it was all over, I was like, wait a minute, whoa, did that really just happen?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so
you're busy.
But, you know, it was awesome working with Sarah Jessica Parker and in the scene with Chris Colfer and Leah Michelle, honey, because we had a key indeed.
Of course.
I love Sarah Jessica Parker. Oh, my gosh. Big.
Me too.
I was so loving that Willem interview because he was like, he was supposedly filming Glee also, but his part didn't get shown. Is that correct?
You know what? I know what my role was. I didn't know that Willem was going to be doing a role on the show, but I know that, you know, Willem's a fantastic actor here in L.A., and I loved seeing him. We always go up for a lot of the same roles recently, so it's always fun. We go, and you get it? No, you didn't get it, me either, girl. Or we're like, you got it, good luck. You know, it's really funny.
But you did Two Broke Girls. Okay, that's one of my favorite shows ever. How was that? Was that fun?
That was amazing. You know, to work with Michael Patrick King, and you may not know that Fred Savage directed that episode.
So, here's
the scene, and it's me and Fred Savage and of course, Kat Dennings and Beth Baer, and it was just amazing. And that role I did out of drag. And funny enough, the role was the character's name was Hallelujah. So that was fun, and they just added it all to it.
I saw that. You did amazing. Oh, my gosh. That's where I'm in love.
I actually recorded it and only fast forward to your part.
Oh,
literally.
Thank you, Buna. It was a really good episode. You're going to have to rewind on that one.
You are going to have to rewind on that.
I agree on that. One other thing that I have actually kept up with is your Jennifer Lewis and Shangela. Jennifer Lewis is huge. And I have, is that going to be, it's a web series that you did one season web series with that, which if people out there aren't familiar with what web series are, they're pretty much on YouTube and other things, but they're acting as a series, but they're about 4 to 8 minutes per episode, but they're an actual series of something from beginning to end. So you guys did a little spoof of you being, were you related to her living in her house in the basement? Is that how that works?
Were you in the basement?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is that's based on our true life together. Jennifer Lewis, of course, is a veteran actress here in Hollywood. She's done everything from playing Tina Turner's mother in What's Love Got to Do with It to being Will Smith's aunt on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and tons of other films and stuff. So I was a huge super fan of hers before I even moved from Texas to L.A., and I actually met her backstage at a show she had done in New York with Meryl Streep. And I told her, like, I'm your biggest fan, oh, my God. And she was like, well, if you'll be my biggest fan, why don't you recite some of my lines? I mean, everything from every film. So she told me if I ever came to L.A. to look her up. And when I decided a couple years back, you know what, I'm really tired of, I was felt really trapped working my corporate lifestyle, and I felt like I wanted to be an entertainer. So I packed up my Explorer, put everything in there, and drove west to L.A., and I looked up Jennifer, and she said, oh, well, you know, come on, you can live in my basement. And I worked as her assistant, and then when I went on Drag Race, things just kind of continued to develop for me, and now we've just developed a great relationship. We're, like, really great friends, and the show really captures that.
Oh, my gosh. Is it just surreal for you? I mean, this is someone you probably used to watch when you were a kid, and now you're...
Oh, honey, DVR, all of that. And it's even today, it's... to look at, you know, Jennifer Lewis recently made a cameo in my new music video, Working Girl, and currently available on iTunes, by the way. And just to have that and to have our fun camaraderie together, she's a mentor to me, and you're exactly right, Sarah. Like, I used to have everything of hers, like, either recorded or I had the DVDs. I was a super fan, like, super, super fan, and still am.
Oh, so maybe I'll be like you one day. And I'm, like, obsessed with you, so maybe I'll be a drag queen one day.
Oh,
I love it.
Girl.
Wait,
we can
will
make
you
that
do my hair?
We can make her be a drag king, where that's when if you're a girl and you want to do drag, you could be a guy.
Can I still wear makeup?
We'll talk about that later.
We can make it happen for you.
Exactly.
So what's coming up next for you, Shangela? I mean, there's so much you've done besides BET. You go on YouTube. You're all over YouTube. I mean, you Google your name. You're everywhere. Where aren't you?
Wow, well, thank you. You know what? I work really hard, and I'm just happy to see a lot of it continue to pay off. And there are definitely new things coming for me. You know, I just – some fun stuff. My fans love to see me on TV, so I always like to tell them, you know, when I'll be on. December 16th, I'm going to be on Eve the Soup. I have a really good time over there. After working with Joel on Community, the team over at The Soup is so amazing, and they put together this funny spoof on We Are the World, but it's called We Killed the World, and it's reality stars getting together saying, we apologize, you know, like the Mayan calendar thing. We know it's our fault because we were horrible reality stars. We killed the world. So it's like me and New York from I Love New York and, like, Bryce from the Gigolo show on Showtime, just lots of reality TV people getting together to spoof that. So that'll be on Ease the Soup on December 16th. Check that out.
Awesome.
And that's supposed to be before the end of the world?
Exactly.
That's
and
cool.
And then
oh my
Working
God,
Girl, you know,
funny.
I have a new music video that we dropped just a week ago online, so on my website, Shangela.com, as well as on
Working
YouTube.
Working Girl.
And,
okay,
yes,
I saw that.
I saw it.
I think I saw it. Is it called, is it the first one, if you go on YouTube and you Google your name, is that the first one that pops up?
Yes. Well, it's my first music video project. I don't have any other. So this was a really big project for me because I wanted it to be right for my fans, you know, and I wanted to give everything we could. I put a lot into this. So I worked closely with the editors, you know, storyboarding it, worked together with the cast. Like, I was the Beyonce on this project, honey. I was in every little piece.
I love
the way that it turned out. It was directed by my friend Cameron Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am a working girl, and it's spelled WERQIN. The song, Sarah, was actually featured on Lifetime's show Dance Moms. And Lil Nia danced to it here in season 3. And it'll be coming back around again on the show. But so that's how we got Abby Lee Miller to come and be in the video.
So she danced to your song on the show Dance Moms.
Nia did dance to my song on Dance Moms. And then the host of the show, you know, the dance teacher, Abby Lee Miller, came onto the set of the music video and shot some great stuff with us.
Oh,
and you also had Jennifer Lewis on that music video.
Oh, well, yeah, doing a high kick in the Jackie's Back front.
Yes, I thought that was hilarious. One thing, and this is just because obviously I'm a diehard Shangela fan, but I give props out to every drag queen out there because I think it's amazing what all their everybody's work that I've seen on RuPaul's Drag Race is awesome, including the recent winner of All Stars, Chad Michaels, which, you know, Chad Michaels is a veteran and been in the business for quite some time. Out of all the music videos that, since RuPaul's Drag Race has released and all of the Drag Race contestants have released videos, to be 100% honest, and I will tell you if I wasn't honest, I'd be like, girl, you need to keep on working it because
yeah,
that wasn't
working. Y'all keep it real over here. Y'all keep it real. I know y'all do.
Your song was the most catchy and something that I could see in most clubs.
Yeah.
The reason why is it's got the whole, like, that work,
yeah.
Like, all of the beats were just amazing, and I looked at other people's videos, and a lot of them were very campy, which I think people expect that from drag, but I really think that in my, I guess, crystal ball, I see you being the future of RuPaul herself, being the next legacy of RuPaul. You have that recent...
That's a big honor, but Sarah, I'm totally sure. I love Shangela, and I could see it too. I love it.
It's true. You have the realness. You have that current style, and you think outside the box, but you're not super campy. You're more of what I would consider how RuPaul was. She's the only drag queen that was ever known for, 20 years until now. So,
yeah, totally.
Keep on doing your thing.
I think the
look how beautiful she is. Oh, my God. I was looking at images of you on the internet, and I'm like, okay, really? I need to go put some makeup on. Really?
Oh, no, girl, let me tell you something. You have a gorgeous natural beauty, and the makeup just enhances it. I mean, that's how it is. But I'll tell you this. The biggest pat on the back that I could have gotten for my music video was RuPaul recently tweeted, just bought Shangela's new tune, Working Girl, on iTunes. And that was phenomenal because you don't get, I mean, Ru supports all of us, of course, but he's so busy, has so much going on. And, honey, she'll only say it's right when it's right. And to get that from Ru, it was a huge pat on the back. And I just continue, I always want to make Ru proud because Ru definitely helped me to get, you know, I feel like, you know, the talent or whatever that I have, I want to share it, but Ru definitely helped to give me the platform to do that. So I always, just like, you know, you want to make your mama proud or your granny proud, I want to make Ru proud as well. So that made me really happy. So thank you for saying that. It's so nice.
Love that.
No.
Well, you made us proud. Seriously, we are your biggest fans.
Yes.
We love you. It's an honor to have you on. Oh, my gosh. So what's coming up next? What juicy stuff can you give us? What are you doing next?
Are you dating? That's the one thing. How's the dating world since RuPaul's Drag Race? Has it been, like, off and popping, or are you kind of like, I ain't really going to do it?
Off and stopping.
Well, you know, I've never been a big dater because I'm such a worker. Really, I am. And I've been traveling on the road, I think, for the last, like, year and a half. So it's hard to, you know, go on a date when you're not going to be in the city in 2 days. And then you're gone for a week, so you can't do the whole follow-up. And I don't want to be, you know, in Rhode Island thinking, what is my man doing back in L.A.? That is so true.
Because it's L.A.
And it's hard to build a trust. It's hard to build a trust with someone when you're not around and you can't create and build a relationship. I was in a relationship for, like, 2 years prior to going on Drag Race. And I just felt like, I just have to be me, and I like to do me, and I don't like to really... I would love to be in a relationship now. I guess y'all can say I'm hollow looking for love, but right now I'm not currently in one.
I see. No, that makes total sense. It's like get your, you know, it's like Nicki Minaj is saying, I'll do you and you do me kind of thing, you know, and it's like I do me and you do you. It's like perfect in your scenario. I think that's being in the entertainment business. Get yourself up to a particular level that you want to be at. And then I think at that point, anybody will be like, you'll be like, I know when it's the right time to date. And you'll have that feeling. You'll know when it's right.
Exactly.
I think it gets so cloudy with dating.
Sometimes it just gets so cloudy. And you get dramatic. And y'all know I'm dramatic. You saw the show. Angela's dramatic.
I love
so
it.
So I don't need, y'all don't want the outside the club drama going on with me. I just like to have a good time and meet the fans. Hallelujah.
There you go. When can we hit up the clubs? That's what I'm talking about. When can we go out and hit up the clubs?
Yeah, well, girl, you know, I perform a lot of times here in L.A. when I'm in town, so I'm going to let you know, and then we all should go out together. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and Mike, you need to wear the Mickey Mouse ears.
I'll wear those Mickey Mouse ears for you. Hey, so one last thing, and then definitely, I know that you're feeling a little under the weather, and I know you need to go shopping, so you got to get out of here, the studio. But one last thing, you are very big at doing Nicki Minaj music and doing performances and drag to Nicki Minaj. Is that correct?
I love Nicki Minaj. You know, I just finished watching My Truth special on her, the 3-part thing they did. Loved it because it was so real. It's so, a lot of people, a lot of the fans especially, don't get to see so much that goes on behind the scenes, all the work, the late nights, the production meetings, all that, just to pull off an onstage performance. And a lot of that goes into what we do as entertainers. So I was so happy. I love Nicki. Love Nicki. You know, I met her too.
Yeah, I was going to say that I saw the YouTube clip of you in the club doing a Nicki Minaj. She's on the other side of the club dancing to you in drag. Did you actually get to go backstage and have a conversation with her?
Yeah, it wasn't even backstage. There were so many people in the club that they were afraid that the club was going to, like, fire code. You know, everyone's going to have to get out or close down. And so they literally carried me, the security carried me over the people to the VIP where she was and lifted me up there so that I could talk to her and we could have a quick moment. And it was fantastic. You know, I said to you, when you're a fan and you meet someone you idolize, and I just performed her for her. I was like, oh my God, you know,
You're being carried over to her.
Yes, I was being airlifted to Nicki Minaj. And so when I got to the VIP, she just said to me, keep doing exactly what you do. Do you. And that was fabulous. That was effing, you know, Nicki, she said, that was effing fabulous. And I said, yes, thank you. And I said, I'm a huge fan of yours, and you inspire me.
That's so
funny. Awesome.
I actually had a really unique story once. I had a chance to meet Nicki Minaj at my salon in West Hollywood, and she hadn't even released the video of the remix of My Chick Bad, not the remix, but the original. She had just got done filming that, and her assistant, which is Safari, which I'm sure you saw with her, he's always her sidekick. She calls him SB, but he really goes by Safari. Well, I had like a 45-minute conversation in front of my salon as guests were coming in, didn't even know who she was. Me and her are just chatting it up about like rap in the 90s with Trina and Missy Elliott, because I'm a true diehard female rap fan, also on top of drag fan, so... Girl, call me anytime because I can speed you up to date with anything you need to know about girl rapping.
I was about to say, you know, I have LaQuifa is a rapper. So if you love drag and you love female rap artists, you're going to be a super LaQuifa fan.
You know what? I saw LaQuifa. I love LaQuifa. I must say, BET, they had her up on the top 7 on the charts. LaQuifa.
Oh my God, love it.
You know,
love it. Thank you so much. I'm just happy to be working and sharing so much. And it's just awesome because all of us, you guys, with this show and put so much work into what you do, and it's always great to see it pay off.
Well, we love you, and we thank you for stopping by today.
We love you.
And we would love to have you on again, and we would love for you to be back. And so keep on doing what you do, girl. And obviously, we will keep following you. And what is your Twitter handle?
Oh, please tweet a hoe over at It's Shangela, I-T-S Shangela.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely tweet a hoe.
I love you.
Yes.
Can we get married?
Well, not in this state yet, but we will be able to do it soon.
I love you. Okay, well, at least let's go out to a club soon. And let's get her.
Awesome, girl. Well, thank you again. It was really good chatting with you.
All right. Keep in touch. We love you.
Bye, guys. Bye, Sarah. Bye, Mike.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Let's go to a quick break. Hi, this is Sarah. Is Steven in the house?
I think our producers are trying to get our next...
Hi, Stephen. Are you there?
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi. Okay, folks. Well, just so you know, we have Stephen Schuyler in the house with us tonight. So you're on set, so I want to let everybody know that you're doing us a huge favor by taking the time out of your day to basically do a quick little interview on who you are and what you're doing next. So Stephen Schuyler, for all you guys that don't know or may not know who he is, he's been on Glee, and also he is the hot gold Power Ranger on Power Rangers. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
What's up, Sarah? Yeah, so I am. There you go. Sarah just explained it all in beautiful introduction. My name is Stephen Schuyler. I have been playing the gold Power Ranger for the last 2 years. I've been on Glee as a warbler, part of a boy group called the Warblers. And currently I am about to release a full-length album. We just released a single about 3 weeks ago called The Secret with my band Secret Sky. And that's who I am. I love people. I love entertaining. I love singing. I love writing. And I'm just really happy to be here.
Wow. I think we were meant to be. Sarah Secret, Secret band.
I think we found a match. Okay, when do you guys married like next week when you're off set?
Yeah, if I can ask Shangela, can I have you?
You know, I noticed that you've been in quite a few things. I mean, I see that your list is getting huge and huge and huge, and I am, you know, DB. With funny thing about Power Rangers, there's another Power Ranger girl that was on a recent series. It was called Flashpoint. Do you know who I'm talking about? She was, I think, the Pink Ranger several years ago. Did you actually work with her during that, or was that after her time that you were a Power Ranger?
It's after the time. We actually are currently on air right now. I think our last episode is about to end. I think it was last week or this week. I'm not 100% sure, but they're doing reruns. But we were on for the last 2 years, so I actually never had the pleasure of meeting the person you're talking about, Sarah.
Now, in regards to your album, is this your very first album you're releasing, or have you had past albums?
You know, it's weird. When I was about 14, I was in a boy band back in Southeast Asia, but we don't really talk about that anymore. yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those ones, it's all about the faces, you know, we're told what to sing, told what to wear, you know, totally kept in a box, we lip-synced half the time. It was definitely an experience, but I learned a lot. So actually, technically, this would be my second album, but this album is something I've self-produced, self-written. The music video I self-directed. I kind of just used all my experiences and, what I've learned in the past and just kind of brought it all together and created this album.
Wow. So you write your own music?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Yep. How I get my lyrics is through past struggles and experiences. It's not really like, let's go and party and, you know, hit up the club. It's something very different. It's something very, very close to me.
Is it about relationships?
It is, actually. It's all about relationships. It is. It's all about relationships, about pursuing. It's about interaction. And it's a lot of it is like questions and then getting answers. So a struggle that I'm dealing with. And then at the end, there's always some kind of, like, answer to the story.
Okay, so I'm having a vision right now. Just so we know, do you when you write your songs, where do you write them? Are you, like, in bed writing them? Are you in the shower washing your hair?
Sarah's vision is a fantasy.
Let me have my fantasy real quick.
Okay.
Hold on, Vicky.
Put it this way. I never turn off. My mind never turns off. I'm constantly going, writing. I'm in the shower sometimes, and all of a sudden, I, like, turn off the shower, and I have a recorder in my bathroom, believe it or not, and I'll pop it, and I pop it on, and I'll start singing, or I'll start speaking, actually, and then from that, I'll start creating. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. So if you ever see me, and I'm singing randomly, or I'm, like, you're trying to have a conversation with me, and I switch off, and you know I'm in that mode. It happens in the bedroom.
You know who you remind me of is Taylor Swift is like that. She just, I mean, comes up with stuff, you know, just out of the blue, randomly, and will record it just the same way or write it down. So you're very talented. I'm so thankful to have you on tonight. Thank you.
So thank you.
When's the release date of your album, just so everybody knows?
You know what? I think it's probably going to be around February. We haven't decided yet. I'm having a showcase down in Genghis Cohen in L.A., and we're going to do a full-on concert. It's going to be kind of small and intimate first, and then we're going to decide from there when we're going to release the album. The album's ready to go. Like, I've spent 3 years on this project, and it's all ready to go. It's alternative power pop rock, so it kind of has, like, a new sound, a new age, like, feel to it. And
awesome.
Song.
By the way, I saw your single that you did, your single that you just released. Can I say amazing and hot?
Really?
Oh, my God. No, I'm serious. Seriously. Hot.
Here we go again with Sarah's fantasy. The show's not Sarah's secrets, it's Sarah's fantasy.
Okay, maybe it should be called that. But you know what? Seriously, I saw it the other day, and I'm like, okay, this guy is to die for. Not only are you hot, but you can sing. And your video is amazing. And the fact that you wrote that, oh, my gosh, in the shower? Really?
another fantasy. So let me get – what was that again? I'm sorry.
I was going to say the only reason I'm on the show is for you, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. See, I'm actually blushing.
So going into the relationship, I guess, corner now, are you currently in a relationship?
No, actually, I am currently not. I have a lot of relationships. Now, if you're talking about, you know, the significant other, no, but I have a lot of solid relationships. I have a lot of friends.
We're talking about female partners.
Yes, Sarah's wanting to know
Sarah wants to know for her secrets.
Between you and me and everybody else listening, and no, I'm actually currently single
right
now.
Between me and a fence post and 100,000 other people, no.
So back to doing Power Rangers for a couple of years. Are you originally, like, from a martial arts background? Did you have to have that background to be able to be casted for Power Rangers?
You definitely have to be very, very, very athletic. You have to be very, very athletic. I did, fortunately, have a lot of martial arts background. I did Taekwondo, Thai boxing, Muay Thai. I spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia. So that definitely played a huge role into my character, because my character kind of made up his own style of martial arts in the show. So it definitely played a huge part to know and have some background for sure.
Well, that and you're hot. Oh, my gosh. So if I wanted to be a hot pink Power Ranger, could I?
Yeah, I'll take you back to my house, and I'll teach you a couple moves.
Okay.
Oh,
now we're getting
on
the secret box.
There we go. I'm blushing. I'm actually blushing. Wow.
Well, I tried out for the Rainbow Power Ranger, and they actually didn't even consider viewing me in the casting, so that was a waste of money in a suit that I made, and a waste of money on actually flying out for the casting. So, you know, at the end of the day, I loved the show. I watched it my whole life growing up, but
unfortunately, they
don't have the rainbow one.
I love you, but the little mechanic.
You know what? Maybe I'll talk to the producers, and, you know, maybe that'd be a cool concept.
Yeah. That would be. You know what? I love him even more. I think we're going to get married. Sarah Schuyler. I think that sounds great.
That sounds good.
So have you actually, do you watch the Orange County Housewives?
You know, I've watched a couple episodes. I don't follow. I've been so busy. I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm not going to lie, but I definitely know who Sarah is.
He's considering marrying me. Because he's never watched it.
So we called you on set right now. Are you able to tell us what you're on set for, or is that something you can't disclose?
Yeah, I can't disclose it. I'm currently working on two projects at the moment. One's actually a film, which is a huge blessing for me because I've always wanted to make the transition from TV to film. There's two projects that I'm working on. I can't really say it. It's just I'm probably getting a lot of trouble. I'll probably get fired.
That's great. You know, but I love the fact that there's something coming. So we might be able to drill you in about a month or two, maybe, do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, probably about 2-3 months. There's a teaser for something that I'm working on that will probably be out Friday. It's a series. We're just in the process of getting things off the ground, but we're releasing a teaser for it.
And how can people actually find that teaser?
I'll tweet it out. I'll tweet it out.
Good question. What's your Twitter name? Because we need to follow you ASAP because you're hot.
Well, I think you're hot, too. I'm actually already following you. It's Steven Schuyler.
So Steven Schuyler is your Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's my Twitter handle.
Schuyler.
And that for everybody is S-T-E-V-E-N-S-K-Y-L-E-R.
Yes, absolutely. And then my Facebook, you can go to The Steven Schuyler. I have a website, same thing, stevenschuyler.com. Shoot me, I have email address there. You can shoot me questions, and I'll be tweeting it out and getting some feedback from y'all.
Oh, nice. And another thing, what's your nationality? You're very unique, and you're obviously a good looking guy. You look like you've done modeling in the past. What's your background? If I can ask.
Yeah, thank you. You're quite stunning yourself. I am part Asian. I'm a quarter Thai, and my mom is German. But in LA, you know, we like to call it an ethnically ambiguous. So,
are you at a club right now with your music in the background for like?
No. That was my song playing. Someone was playing my song in the background.
Love it. Nice.
Unless we can start our own little club right now if you want. Let's go.
I love it. When do you come back into town? Because there's a show that tomorrow.
Someone's playing with my music, yo.
Oh, that was your music?
Yeah, someone's playing my music. It's not me, I swear.
Yeah. No, that's us in the studio. That's our producer playing your track. We asked him to pop it on because we actually wanted to get our listeners to get a little bit of taste of your track. That is awesome. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your day being on set for two things, obviously, and we really appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. And Sarah right now just looked at me with these, like, googly eyes, so I think you guys should probably instant message each other after this and try to find a date of when to meet because she's obsessed with you right now.
I'm going to do that.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, thank you so much for having us. And you know what? What should we expect next out of you?
Next? I am going to be doing a concert down at Kanga School. I'm gonna tweet that. And then the next thing I think is going to probably be the full-length album. My goal is to do a music video for each of my songs. So hopefully that will take place, and each of them will have like a unique story, kind of like a film-esque short film to the song. But that's my goal. So
and I love it that you write it yourself.
That's awesome. I think
you write it yourself. I love that. It's very creative. Yeah. I love it. And so, if I wanted to come to the concert, I could.
I'm gonna give you a backstage passes.
Oh, is that what we call it nowadays?
Back entrance. Back to our
That's got a nice ring to it, Stephen. Well, thank you again so much, and we want everybody to follow Steven Schuyler at Steven Schuyler on Twitter.
Yes.
He will be updating his music, his release date, his actual event in Los Angeles, and we wish you the best of luck, and we'll definitely get an update with you on the show, you know, in a few months to kind of find out the juice of what you're doing now that you weren't able to release.
Thank you so much, Steven.
So we will be going to a break. And
we'll be right back because we're going to come back with some celebrity gossip,
juicy drama. Bye.
for how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Hi guys, it's Sarah Winchester. We're basically looking for right now some juicy gossip, and I'm thinking I know the perfect person to call. He's done a couple spoofs on me this past year from the Orange County Housewives. TV Gasms is what he's known as, and I think I'm going to do a little spoof on him today because you know what? He did a couple on me, but I thought it was so hilarious, I was in tears. I was crying. So we reached out to each other, and he became a really good friend of mine, and I think I'm going to call him right now and see what juicy gossip he has because he's the go-to guy.
So our producers right now are trying to get him on the line.
Let's see if we can get him.
Here we go.
Here we go. Let's see. Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Let's see if we get him.
Maybe he knows you're calling and he's like this crazy chick.
Hello?
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Ronnie? Hi, Ronnie. It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. What are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
You're actually also on the phone with Magic Mike. I'm her co-host. So she's actually been...
I have you live right now on my show. I'm doing a spoof on you because you did a couple spoofs on me. So I'm getting you back a little bit, Ronnie. Do you have a minute, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
You're not a minute meeting or anything?
Yeah, you're supposed to give me a little warning, girl.
Well, you know what? I didn't get a warning when you did the spoof on me when I was taking the bow off the cake. So... But
well,
you know
if
what?
You're going to have me talking to Magic Mike, isn't he like half naked right now? You got to give me some warning about that. I get all nervous over here.
Yeah, I'm half naked, and I have Mickey Mouse ears on that Sarah put on me. Kind of, you know, shirtless Mickey Mouse ears, you know, kind of the whole L.A. spray tan. You know, she's sitting next to me with ears on herself, so she's trying to take one shoulder off with her sleeve. You know, there's a lot going on. I can give you some good... juicy gossip on her, and then you could do some spoofs. You know, maybe we could work something out, like, money-wise.
Okay, no. You guys need to not exchange phone numbers. But the reason why I'm calling you today is because my producers are like, okay, we need some celebrity gossip, and I know you're the go-to guy. You're TV Gasm guy. You're the it guy. What's going on in the world right now? Because I haven't been out of the studio all day. So what's going on right
now?
Well,
there's some stuff going on. There's some juicy stuff going on. Did you guys hear about the police apprehending some guy? I read this on TMZ, by the way, so it's all allegedly. But did you hear about the police apprehending that dude that was stalking Justin Bieber and he wanted to murder and castrate him?
No. Where? Cats read him?
What state was this in? Was this here in L.A.?
Oh, my gosh. I'll go back to my TMZ. All I know is that they caught this guy who was threatening to castrate Justin Bieber. And I thought,
what?
You know, has that guy's balls even dropped yet, that kid? Leave him alone. Give him time to...
Oh, my God.
He is kind of
so
a little man whore, that little bead. So maybe it'll be good for the population. But
oh, my God.
So that was one thing.
Now,
allegedly, or
yeah, he wanted to murder him. Which, I mean, if you've ever listened to a full album, I could totally understand. I don't understand the castration part, but the headline is "Convicted Killer Allegedly Plotted Murder and Castration."
Wow,
allegedly.
That's
wow.
Pretty like gruesome, weird.
No,
and
that's really crazy.
That's
like
crazy. That sounds like
the Shining shit.
That sounds like something Lindsay Lohan's mother might be considering, but, you know, at the same time, how about Lindsay, speaking of her, is there any, I know she's always got something going on. Is there anything that you know that's
Lindsay is in here every day. I mean, apparently you don't have to actually be working to be in the gossip pages, because this girl is in here every day, no matter if she's in movies or not doing anything or just freeloading off someone or sleeping in the back of her car. She's always in here. And today, the news on Lindsay is that her probation was overturned, or her probation was revoked, because she got in trouble for drunk driving and crashing into something last year here in L.A. And so they took away her probation, so everyone's afraid that Lindsay's going to be going to jail.
Oh, so is she? Do you know that, or do you have the scoop on that?
No one knows yet, but the probation was definitely revoked, so... No one's sure if that means she's going to spend time in jail or not, but if she does, it'll be about 8 months.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure
right?
She's not
wow.
surprised anyways. I mean, look at her face. It doesn't really move, but she couldn't even show you if she was surprised.
Who
what?
Does that remind you of? Allegedly.
Right. Well, Magic Mike has never had any work done, so I'm great.
Not you.
Oh, you were looking right at me.
No, because I'm on the show. Because you're right. No. Well, you're the only person I would look at in here. So I want to get into a little bit of how you and I know each other, Ronnie, because you are the funniest guy, I swear. You had me in tears, and he's Googling you right now. Magic Mike is. With
hey,
little...
thanks. Right back at you. Well, you brought
you
a lot of life
in...
to that Real Housewives of Orange County, the cake bow rape scandal of 2012.
The cake scandal, which, you know, a lot of people ask me, was that stage, you know... No, I really, it was the back of the cake, and I just took a little bit because I needed some sugar. All I had was popcorn out, just for the record, so you know. I never told you that. I don't have anything to prove, but you made a little spoof about it, which I thought was hilarious. I think you need to revisit that and send that out again, because that was too funny. I was in tears, and that's why I love you.
Yeah, I like doing spoofs of the Housewives shows and doing voices of all the Housewives and kind of turning them into a cartoon. And the season that you just were on was so funny, and it was so perfect for it. I did, like, got 15 of them, I think, for that one. So, like, between 10
yeah,
and 15
and
for that
them
season.
Yeah, half of them were on me, thank you.
well, how could I help
much.
It? I mean, you had the best line of the season. What kind of world are we living in?
No, it's this world we live in. Ronnie, you know what? I was so upset. I was going through a breakup, okay? I get a little bit of credit there. I was going through a breakup. So
what, speaking of housewives, what's your favorite housewife, I guess?
Good question.
Which housewife A is your favorite show? Which housewife alone is your favorite housewife? Which one do you prefer watching? Which one do you think has the most drama and scandal?
I think my favorite one, I mean, I know it's tacky to say in front of an Orange County girl, but I think my favorite one is Atlanta. They're the funniest to me. And I love how they're always talking about donkey booty. I love that they will pull a weave on that show.
About donkey booty.
Yeah, the man I'm going to marry is going to have donkey booty.
So what's the scandal of Secrets of a Rubber Lady? I see that on your website.
Oh, that is a recap. I write recaps of Well, I do a lot of stuff for TV guys, and basically the website makes fun of TV shows in general. So I write recaps of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then I do the redub videos of it every week, and then I do a gossip video every week. So just go to TVgasm, and you can look at all that stuff. But The Secrets of a Rubber Lady is the recap of this week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where Adrienne Maloof, do you guys watch that, Housewives?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, Adrienne Maloof is fighting with Brandi Glanville, and Brandi outed some secret of Adrienne's, but it was bleeped, which Bravo never does. But they didn't let the secret air, and so everybody's been speculating on what this secret is. And everyone seems to think it's that Adrienne Maloof is lying about her natural childbirth and that she actually used surrogates to have her babies or something. And so it's this big scandal, and she's threatening to sue Brandi Glanville, and apparently, you know, allegedly, because this is a total rumor, that she's suing Bravo and that they're not going to be asking her back on the show because of a lawsuit. And that's why they're bleeping everything out. So there's a whole bunch of good rumors going on with that show.
Oh, wow.
You know what amazes me is, like, the Housewife series of Andy Cohen's amazing creations are so huge, and people are so in love with Housewives. Why do you think that is? I personally don't watch that many, and when I do, I'm like, yeah, it's all right, but it's just such a huge, huge thing, and everybody loves it. Like, what do you think is the reason why, I guess, people watch it? Is it because
I think there's a couple of reasons. I think one thing is that that soap operas are kind of dead now. There really aren't soap operas anymore. So I think these have taken over. Like, they're just really cheap, tacky, fake, overly dramatic TV. But also, I think that they're because they're about people of a different age. I mean, normally on TV, you only see super young people. And I think that people like seeing a show with middle-aged people because, let's face it, I mean, young people are getting laid. They ain't staying home watching TV. So most of the people, I think, staying home watching TV at night are people with a...
Much younger.
That's what I think. You didn't make up with Vicky.
You know what? I tried to in Vegas. You saw that.
And you know what I'm wondering? I can't get this quite out of Sarah's
And that was
quite...
the last thing you did, huh?
That?
Besides the bow, yeah.
Yeah, the one thing that I wonder, and Sarah won't leak this out to me quite yet, and I'm hopefully on future episodes she will, is reality TV mostly scripted? I've heard in the industry living in L.A. that they're trying to get away from scripted and that it is mostly scripted. Do you know that, being like kind of an insider in this scenario? Is it mostly scripted?
Well,
are they trying to say...
Every housewife that I've interviewed has said that no, it's not. They've all sworn on their life that it's not scripted. But we interviewed Jill Zarin, who's a bitter pill, you know, in herself. But we interviewed her a couple of months ago on this podcast I do called Watch What Crappens, which talks about all these Bravo shows. And we interviewed her, and she was telling us about how she was going into Bravo and pitching her storylines and selling her storylines to the head honchos and the heads of the network over there. And, you know, she kept dropping the word storyline over and over and talking about how, you know, so many things were set up. And, I mean, she's an obvious liar. You know, everyone knows that about her. But I kind of believe that because the same thing, allegedly, because the same thing happens over and over on these shows. So,
right.
Well, can I say for the record that it's not scripted? That I know, because I got caught stealing a bow off the cake, and, well, not stealing. I borrowed it. I was going to give it back. But you know what? I got caught taking a bow off the cake, and when they came to me and was like, Sarah, did you take the bow off the cake? I had 2.5 seconds to either admit it or deny it. And I'm like, okay, either one, the cameras are on me, or two, someone saw me do it. I'm like, okay, so yeah, I did it.
Why did you take the bow off the cake?
You know what?
There was a film crew there. You were in some plastic, supposedly 98% real Heather's house, which I don't believe 98% real, first off. But what were you thinking?
Okay, funny ears. Mixed up ears. Okay. What I was thinking was all she had was popcorn. So they're serving alcohol and eating popcorn. I needed some type of sugar something in my stomach. You can't just drink on an empty stomach.
Now, Sarah, answer
so
this.
I thought no one would see if I took the back of the bow off the cake.
Well, apparently with 37 cameras they saw. But that goes back to my question on the alcohol.
You,
is it true that they try to dose all of you guys up with alcohol for hours before they start filming? I heard that through several of blogs out
there. I can't say anything. No comment on that.
So we both know what that means, right, TVgasm?
No, I can't say that.
Well, I mean, I'm guessing that they give you alcohol, but you're there shooting all day because, I mean, you have to be there all day.
Right.
They have to reset up the cameras and stuff every time you move, pretty much. So
I
would imagine that you'd be wasted.
Yeah, because they take, like, 5 hours of filming into 5-10 minutes into filming. And me taking the bowl off the cake was just the icing off the cake, obviously. And I didn't think it'd be that big of a deal. I didn't think anyone would notice. And I apologize to anyone I offended, but would I do it again? Yes.
I would take the whole damn cake.
I thought about that. Have it in the Range Rover. Have a nice little bedazzled cake in the Range Rover, of course.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but the spoof you did on it, oh my gosh, Ronnie, you are the best. Like, even though you made fun of me, I love, love, love you.
And we just want to know
Thank you so much.
What do you have coming up next? Anything good? Anything that we should look forward to?
Just go to the video section of TVgasm and you'll see most of what I do. I'm still doing those Housewives redubs for Beverly Hills right now. And then I do a really fun podcast with a couple boys, one's from Yahoo and one's from B-Side Blog, and it's called Watch What Crappens, and we talk about all these Housewives shows. So you guys would probably like that. We just rag on these shows, you know, so we all love to make fun of them and do impressions of everybody. So check that out. You can find that on iTunes.
I love my OC Housewives. Be nice to them.
That's so funny.
But I actually love I thought it was funny what you did to me. If you can't laugh at yourself, what can you laugh at?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know what? It's all in good fun. I mean, I do them for those shows because I'm a fan of those shows. I really love the shows, and I love the ladies on all the shows. And my sense of humor, you know, I was a fat kid who got beat up all the time. So now I'm an adult, and I make fun of everybody. That's how it works, right?
Great. And you know what? Like everybody knows, I'm really good friends with Gretchen Rossi. And you know what? She loves you. She and her and Slade, they think you're hilarious. So
I would think that everybody probably takes the good humor out of it, knowing it's not actually a personal jab. They make their money their way as housewives, and people like yourself and companies that actually are like TVgasm have to make money their way. And it works on both ends, and they capture the audience in two different ways, for the realistic of watching the show and then finding the spoofs, which makes the people laugh and probably want to watch that Housewives even
again,
more.
Yeah. Well, he made it on Andy Cohen Live. Yeah, I mean, which is hard to do. Andy Cohen Live, you made it on? I mean, that's great. You don't know?
No.
After the episode where I took the bow off the cake, Andy Cohen Live played your episode, the little spoof you did to me. And that's how I met. Yes, that's how we fell in love.
You are kidding me. Why doesn't anybody tell me anything?
Keep on
you
repeating.
Didn't know
that's
this?
Awesome.
No, he played
it
live.
No, I had no idea.
It was a spoof of me taking the bow off the cake, and it was pretty funny. I was crying. I wanted to cry for one reason after the end of the show, and then after seeing your spoof, I was like, okay, it's not so bad after all. You're awesome.
Well, that was just so funny. I mean, that was just so hilarious because it's just funny, like the little things on a Housewives show that gets blown out of proportion, you know?
Yes.
Like, all this bad shit really goes down to
I think we're losing your call on your end.
Are we losing you, Ronnie?
Oh, well, no. Damn cell phones.
I know. Well, we have you back. We want to thank you so much for being
you.
On our show. And we will definitely...
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You're going to be my Scandal of the Week guy because you are the gossip guru, the guy to go to. And what's your Twitter name again?
You can find me on Twitter at TVgasm, and you can find my YouTube channel... it's called TVgasm.com, all spelled out.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much, and it was a pleasure speaking with you.
Love you.
Hey, guys. You too. Love. Have a great one, and congrats on your new show.
Thank you, baby. Talk to you soon.
Awesome. Goodbye, guys.
Okay. All right, bye.
So, Sarah, that was an amazing show.
Amazing. Oh, my God.
I love Shangela, which we know that.
She's a bomb.
She's
I love
the bomb.
Her.
And my gold Power Ranger says that there is hope that I can be a Rainbow Ranger.
Well,
so,
hey, I could be a Hot Pink Ranger,
you
which
could
is
be
even better.
A Hot Pink Meth Ranger.
Can we fight each other?
And you, I'll throw rainbows. And you could just throw a bow at me.
Oh, perfect.
You could have spitting bows.
I'll fling one at your face right now. Oh,
my
God. It.
Wow.
I love you.
So,
well, what a fun show that was. We had a lot of great people. I want to personally thank everyone that came on the show. Shangela, I love you. One day we're going to get married. I'm sure. I also want to thank Steven Schuyler.
The Gold
you're
Ranger.
Awesome. The Hot Gold Ranger.
Yes,
oh my
I
gosh.
Agree with that.
Yes. And also, I want to thank Anthony Armetta, and he does all the graphics for my page, for my website, for my Twitter. Anthony, you are the bomb. And anybody that needs graphic design, contact me, contact my producers, because he's the bomb. Also, Easy Way Broadcasting, easywaybroadcasting.com is the bomb. That's my producers, my broadcast system. So that is the way that we're going.
Check us out every week, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and we will also be posting YouTubes throughout each week of ourselves personally in
yeah.
studio. So check everything out. We have a lot of fun stuff coming. And
can we get you in your Mickey Mouse ears?
And no shirt and spray tan, please.
Oh, yes.
So we look forward to it, and thanks to everybody, and have an amazing, amazing rest of the week. Bye.
Love it. Bye, guys.
Just listen to Sarah's secrets. Sarah Winchester herself. We hope you enjoyed the secrets, and make sure you tune in again next week, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for more of Sarah's secrets. And you can follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and follow Sarah's Secrets for You on Twitter. We'll see you next week.